Hello, am I speaking to Thomas?
Hi Thomas, it's Nathan calling from Vodafone. How are you today, okay?
Thomas, it was just a quick one. I was informed that it's yourself that looks after the like mobiles for business. Have I got that correct?
Ah, brilliant. Well, reason for the call is sorry, I'm not sure if you would have seen within Vodafone, but recently we've had a few changes to our portfolio, such as we've just merged with Three. But all it was one of our account managers, they were looking to, you know, reach out, provide some information on cost and coverage, bespoke to yourselves. So that when it comes close to the new year, you're doing your formal reviews. Essentially, the way how we like to do things is just leave you guys with, you know, one name, one number, leave a ball in your court to get back to us if this is a something of interest. But Thomas, I just had to check. So the last we got in touch with the business, you guys had around the 21 connections with O2. Is that still the case, or has that changed at all?
About the same. No worries. And then with regards to your contract, I had them coming up around March time. Is that still the case at all?
Okay. I mean, if I pop it down, like coming up within the next 6 months, that sounds about right.
Brilliant. So yeah, all it was one of my colleagues that were looking to, you know, get in touch and provide you guys with a quote. But Thomas, I didn't have an email for stuff. Do you mind me asking what the best email to catch you on is?
Thomas@ballygarvey.com.
Perfect. So all it was so I'm not the one that actually holds the pricing myself, but what I could do is I could bring in one of my colleagues who's actually available now. All he would do is you know, jump on the line, quickly grab a quick specification of yourself, and then he will basically just generate a quote for yourself and send it across to yourself on an email. Would that work for yourself?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Not the contract side.
Ah, makes sense.
Okay. So, I didn't catch that name that you mentioned. Who is it that I would need to speak to with regards to the contract side?
Deborah.
Okay, no worries at all. And just double checking, so if that's mobiles, would you be looking after like Microsoft licenses a bit more, I'm guessing then?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. No worries. So okay, so is she like the final sign off, but you just do help with like the technical side of things, is it?
I mean, is it Deborah Davison that you were talking about?
Makes sense. I mean, would it be worth if I put something in for maybe them to get in touch with yourself back end of the week or maybe start of next week? They can just grab a quick spec of yourself and provide you with a quote, and then you're more than well able to like liaise with her if that works that way.
Yeah. So I mean, what I could do is we usually do these via Teams. I could get them to get in touch with you this time next week, around 11 o'clock time. I caught you. Is that usually a good time to catch you?
Brilliant. I'm just about to send across an email to your side with that date and time, if you don't mind letting me know when that lands on your side. But Thomas, apologies, I didn't have a last name for yourself. Do you mind me asking what that is?
Davison, apologies.
I'll just update that. And just, I had to double check. So I had you guys currently with around this 80 employees at just the one site. Is that still the case? Has that changed at all?
Something like 50, 60. No worries, I'll update that. And then I've got your head office in Northern Ireland, BT437JX. Is that the one?
Brilliant. So I was just about to send across that email, just side if you let me know when that lands. But just one that's on its way, is there anything you guys prioritise with regards to your mobile, such as like cost coverage, anything specific at all?
Mm-hmm. Makes sense.
Okay.
Of course. Makes sense.
Makes sense. So in terms of with what's happening with us, so I'm not sure if you would have seen, but we've recently merged with Three. So just off the back of that, we've been having a lot of changes with regards to like coverage, because we've had like some areas within the country where we weren't able to provide as much coverage. But now with both masks like integrating, we're able to like basically provide the coverage of two providers for the price of one, if that makes sense. So that was the only reason we were reaching out to companies in your local area. Well, yeah, Thomas, have you had any luck with my email? Has that landed on your side, by any chance? Ah, okay, maybe, just in the interest of time. Sorry? THOMAS at BALLYGARVEY.com, is that the one? Ah, okay, maybe, I don't know, I've been having an issue with my emails all day. Maybe just in the interest of time, if you'd be ever so kind, do you mind sending one across to mine, and I could reply off the back of that if you don't mind? Yeah, let me know when you've got a blank email open. Brilliant. So the email is Vodafone at Vodafone Business Direct, all one word. .co.uk. And then in the subject line, if you just put like something like happy for contact or have anything along those lines, it just shores it up on my side, if you don't mind. Brilliant. I'm sure it'll be on this way. Thomas, I'll do a quick recap and I'll be out of your hair. So as you mentioned, it was around the 21 connections with O2. And you mentioned you were unsure on the contract end date, but I popped it down as within the next 6 months. Does that sound about right? Perfect. Makes sense. I'll pop it down as May, just to be safe. But Thomas, that'll be the next person you'll be hearing from would be the account manager on the 24th of November at 11 o'clock, just by Teams. That all sound good for yourself. And Thomas, I just had to confirm, I had you down as the IT manager. Is that the correct job title for yourself? Brilliant. No worries, but thank you very much for your time today and really appreciate it, Thomas. Cheers. Bye-bye.